Hello and welcome to the Adventures in Marketing podcast. My name is Gwen. I'm your host. When I'm not podcasting, I'm a marketing strategist, which means I help small businesses figure out how to manage their marketing and get all the things done. Today, I want to talk about networking because when I am not podcasting or strategizing, I'm also a part of the Mob Nation, which is the mom-owned business nation. It's a nationwide community for mom business owners. And we have networking events, 20 a month, I think, across the country. And I've been involved with it heavily for about 3 years. And what I have found is that there are definitely some ways to network that make you memorable and make you not hate it. And there's definitely some ways that need to die and need to not be done anymore. So today I want to talk about the do's and don'ts of networking, because over the past 3 years, I have seen hundreds and hundreds of women at networking events, and I have seen some shining examples of how to be great at networking, and then I've seen some not so great examples. So in today's episode, that's what I want to talk about. The first thing that I see a lot of people have a misunderstanding about or a misconception around networking is that they think that it will lead to a direct sale the first time they do it. They think that they will walk in, find a perfect client, and leave with a sale. And that happens, but it so rarely happens, and it never happens the way we think it's going to happen. So I think that's the first thing, is that when you go, don't expect to leave with a sale. Don't expect to make a sale. Do go looking to build relationships, because the relationships are the things that people want. They're the being a good person that somebody wants to know is going to make you stand out way more than shoving business cards and sales pitches in somebody's face. The second thing that I see people misunderstand is that they think they go to one networking event and that's it. That's all they have to do. Or they go and it didn't resonate, they didn't have a good time, and so they never go again. It can be awkward, I know, especially with personalities and introvert and extrovert and social anxiety and all of those things. But if you want to try networking as a part of marketing for your business, it's something you need to do more than once. You need to go to the same networking group 3 to 6 times in order to understand the vibe of the group, understand how the system within the groups work, to be able to meet people, to be able to remember people. Because if you can't remember a single person from your one time that you went networking, nobody's going to remember you either. When you go, don't go only once, and do expect to make it a regular part of your marketing if you want to do networking. And not everybody has to do networking. If you hate it and you never want to do it, don't feel like you have to. It can be powerful, but you don't have to do it. The next thing is that it is really hard to get out of our comfort zones. And I know that before the mob, I didn't really do networking. I do very little networking outside of the mob now just for time constraints. But I do know that there are nerves involved going to a new place and meeting new people and being in the position of putting yourself out there. So you do need to expect to be pushed outside of your comfort zone for most people. If you're an extrovert and you can't wait to talk to people, then you're probably going to do just fine. And do pay attention. When you're there, you should be listening and connecting with people versus trying to shove your business card or your sales pitch in everybody's face, because nobody wants that. And the way that you're going to be memorable, the way that you're going to grow your relationships, is by being a good listener. You also don't want to be salesy. People can smell a sales pitch from a mile away. We all know that person who is so excited about what they do that they turn whatever the topic is back to whatever it is they're selling. And nobody really wants to be around those kinds of people. So the easy solution is don't be that kind of person. Don't lead with a sales pitch. Don't be salesy. Listen. The next thing is that when you are at these events, you end up with a lot of business cards. So you might not know what to do with them. The one thing you don't want to do is go home and add all of those new emails to your email list. That's a big don't. It's a big don't for a couple of reasons. One, it violates several spam acts, several spam laws. So don't do that. But it's also really gross and spammy, and nobody wants to end up on an email list that they didn't ask to sign up for. And if they figure out that they met you at an event and you took their email and put them on your list, you're definitely not going to get any referrals that way. Nobody is going to want to work with you. So that's a big don't. But do, if you met somebody and you like them and you want to get to know them better, definitely do use that email to reach out to set up a coffee date or a quick Zoom call or a phone call to get to know them better without it being a sales pitch. Don't contact somebody just to sell them something. Contact them because you want to get to know them better, because they're interesting, because you think maybe you have some connections for them, which is another thing to think about. Do keep your ideas open when you're talking to somebody for any kind of connection or referral that you can give to them, because being a connector puts you in a position of being memorable without being salesy. People will remember that you helped them. They will remember that you connected them to the next person that they need to be connected with far more than they will remember your sales pitch. Unless, of course, you corner them with a sales pitch and then they'll remember you, but again, not in a good way. So you don't want to think it's all about you, because networking is a weird thing where you go and you're expected to do your elevator pitch and make connections, but also listen to other people. So I think that listening to other people and getting to know them and understanding what they need means that you can help them, which then puts you in a position of helping and being useful instead of being gross and salesy. And speaking of elevator pitches, there are so many elevator pitch scripts on the internet. You can just search for them. There's tons of different styles. Generally speaking, I don't like any of them, because when somebody is giving me a sales pitch, when somebody is giving me their elevator pitch, I'm not connecting with that person. I'm connecting with what they think I want to hear. And it's hard to connect with somebody who's giving a pitch that is canned and so thought over that it's not genuine or authentic. So what I prefer to do is know how to talk about your business, know how to talk about what you do, know how to talk about the impact you have without it being a sales pitch. And this might be practicing in the mirror. It might be practicing with your spouse or your partner, where you just are able to talk about the impact that you have and what you do and why you love it in a really genuine way and not in a 30-second elevator pitch, because that's not interesting and it's not fun to be in a group where everybody is doing their sales pitch. It's boring. And it doesn't help anybody connect. And that's really what networking is about. It's about connecting. So the next time you go to a networking group, really focus on understanding how the group works, planning on going several times so that you can get the feel of it. Look for ways to be useful and to be helpful, and look for ways to connect or give referrals to the people that you meet. Because when you go and you put somebody else in front of you, when you put somebody else's business needs in front of yours, it makes it easier for you to network, because you're then connecting people. And I also feel like it takes some of that pressure off of trying to be in the spotlight and sell your pitch, because you're helping somebody else. And that's just an easier way to do it. It's more fun. It's more fun to think of the ways that you can help somebody than constantly pushing what you do. So if you have a favorite networking group, I want to hear about it. You can send me a DM. You can email me, gwen@gwenmontoya.com. And if I've missed any networking tips that you love, send those to me too, because I'll put together a blog post and it'll be easier for everybody to read. Thank you so much for joining me. I so appreciate you taking time to hang out with me. If you've enjoyed this episode, please hit subscribe. If you have questions or comments, please email me.